Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Homeland Security chief called Tuesday for new meaningful, responsible gun control laws in the aftermath of the biggest mass shooting in the country's history. He spoke as authorities collected more information about the life of the shooter, an American-born Muslim believed to have been radicalized by jihadist rhetoric he saw on the internet. In a round of interviews, Jay Johnson told television news shows that tighter gun restrictions are critical to public safety. In the hours-long assault early Sunday at the Pulse Gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, 49 people were killed and another 53 wounded before police shot the assailant, 29-year-old Omar Sadiki Mateen, to death. Patrons at the club said they had frequently seen Mateen at the club over the past several years. Others said they encountered Mateen, twice married, once divorced, and with a 3-year-old son, on the gay chat and dating app, Jacked. A suspect who stabbed and killed a police commander and a police officer had pledged loyalty to the leader of Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, according to Paris prosecutor François Molin. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Molin said that the alleged attacker, Larossi Abala, made the declaration of allegiance to Baghdadi in exchanges with officers during a 3-hour standoff Monday night. Molin also said that Abala had a list of other targets, including rappers, journalists, police officers, and public officials. The prosecutor said the suspect was responding to IS calls to kill non-believers where they live and with their families. Police rescued a 3.5-year-old boy at the residence. VOA News. UN